Li Jiazhang grew up during that time when news was a commodity closely held by the state. She was born in Nanjing during the Cultural Revolution that racked China for a decade. She's now an international journalist and a writer. Her new memoir, Socialism is Great, is described as a chronicle of her triumph over a controlled communist existence. She visited our studios in Boston today. I asked Li Jiazhang first about her reaction to the news of the Sichuan earthquake.
I felt really sad and upset. And, you know, Sichuan is one of the densely populated area in China. But I'm also glad that China has changed. This is probably the second largest earthquake after 1976, when in Tangshan, a quarter million people lost their lives. But the government reacted very differently from today. You know, back then, the government tried to cover up the news and refuse all the international aids, and believing that, you know, with the spirit of self-help, we could cope with this. But now looking back, and I believe the government somehow feared that, you know, if we received aids from the Western society, then people probably all developed a warm feeling towards the West. What is now is actually the Burma government is doing.
Exactly what the Burmese government is doing by not allowing in foreign aid, or at least not allowing much foreign aid. Specifically, do you think that people there realized at the time in 1976 that the government was reacting that way? Because people seem right now to have a clear pipeline in China as to what's going on for the most part.
No, China was isolated.
So did you really know that the government was refusing aid at that point?
I didn't know. I knew much later.
So in that time, and this is interesting because you have witnessed this massive change in China, as is illustrated by what we're seeing from the outside, the openness to receiving foreign aid. Can you talk about how your life was basically a timeline as well of the transitions in China and what you remember in your first job, for instance, working as an apprentice in a factory, and what that was like?
Boring. I was, you know, I had plans for myself. I wanted to become a journalist and writer, but when I was 16, my mother just dragged me out of school. That was 1980. The employment was running very high, so my mother just dragged me out of school to put me at work.
She thought this would be the best thing for you.
Exactly, yes. I was very unhappy, but I never doubted her good intention.
What was your job?
My job was testing pressure gauge. It was really simple, repetitive. So as an escape route, I started to read literature.
We should say that checking pressure gauge is at a missile factory.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And so you started reading literature in your free time. Tell us about you and Jane Eyre.
Right. I decided to teach myself English and in hoping to get a job as an interpreter outside the factory. But now looking back, you know, learning English really changed my life. For example, this new concept of individualism took root in me. Jane Eyre was one of the first books I read in English. It just struck a chord.
But at a cost. You were caught reading it.
Yes.
Not a good thing.
Anyway, I just loved Jane Eyre. She's plain. She's not very beautiful. But underneath her unremarkable look, she's someone full of spirits, full of longing. I just totally understand her wish to be independent and her wish to see and interact with a bigger world. And she's a rebel too. If she conforms to the convention of Victorian England, she would never have found her happiness. So I thought, why should I stick to my rules? So slowly I dared to be different. I wear bright clothes, I wear short skirts, I had boyfriends. And by 1989, I organized the biggest demonstration among workers in supporting the students' movement in Tiananmen. That was 1989.
So tell us about that. 1989, Tiananmen Square. Where were you then?
I was in Nanjing. By then, I was already a changed person. I had a few boyfriends who, you know, was more worldly, more experienced. And I was also, being learning English, I began to just question the things that I've been indoctrinated. So when the students went to the street demanding more human rights and democracy, and I just wanted to join that force to push for the change. So I was in Nanjing, so I organized the workers. We went to the street and in supporting the students.
So this was organizing workers at your factory. How hard a sell was it for you to attract other pro-democracy demonstrators? I mean, did you even stand out among them, or did you feel as though there were a lot of kindred spirits there?
There was lots of kindred spirits, and also there was also widespread discontent. 80s was just a really fascinating time, because I believe 80s was a time when China became what it is today.
How much has it changed, I mean, for individuals?
For individuals, beyond recognition. For example, before, if I wanted to visit another city, I had to get permission from my factory. Now, it's no problem, you could just go, and, you know, enormous amount of personal freedom and freedom to make money. And there's a steel cage, but for many, the cage is so big, you often don't feel the limit of their age. But I just hope that, you know, there are still people fighting to push that limit, and I hope being part of that force.
All right. Well, it's been really nice to speak with you. The author of the book, Socialism is Great, A Worker's Memoir of the New China, Li Jiazhang, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
And you can hear Li Jiazhang reading an excerpt from her memoir. Just go to our website, theworld.org.